Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gents, welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Interview with the Masters is the show. I'm your host, Miss Tiffany. Tonight we have a spectacular show with a vet in the music industry. He's a trick of all trades, director, producer, artist management. He's the one to negotiate them contracts. So without further ado, I would like to introduce you to Un. Anyone that's online, well, not online, I'm sorry, anyone that's on, well, yeah, online, press 1 for me to open up your mic. Hey, Un.
What's going on? What's going on? How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I can't complain, man. Thank you for having me on. I really appreciate this opportunity. You know what I mean? Definitely a blessing.
No, thank you.
No doubt.
Well,
no
you
doubt.
Know, I know a little about you, but, you know, let the people know or give a little insight on you and what's going on. And what's up with this documentary you got coming out called The Undocumentary?
Well, first and foremost, man, I can get to that in a minute, but first of all, I want to thank God Almighty, you know what I mean, because without him, this wouldn't be possible. You know, I always speak his name before anything, and then, you know, to the highest. And then number two is, you know what I mean, I want to give a shout-out to New York City, you know what I mean, and, you know what I'm saying, DMV, you know what I'm saying, D.C., Maryland, Virginia, you know, definitely want to give a shout-out to them, you know, for showing love and all that, but back to your question, Tiffany, the documentary is about my life, man, my life and my career and balance both of them at the same time. It wasn't really easy, you know, coming up, you know what I mean? So, like, I had the streets, I had the music game, you know what I mean? And me, you know, saying, pulling me this way and this way. And obviously, I'm still here, so I picked my career over that. You know, so basically that's what it's really about, you know, what I went through and people that I work with in the game, you know what I mean, a lot of people that I dealt with, you know what I mean, and, you know, legends, you know what I mean? So I've been in the game for a minute.
Right. So how long have you been in the industry, you know?
Well, I've been in there, boy, I don't want to say no numbers because I don't get my age out. But, you know what I mean? But, I've been in the game for over 20 years now. You know what I mean? So I'm a veteran, definitely a veteran in the game. And, you know, in an aspect, man, I pay homage to the veterans before me. You know, so without them, you know, it wouldn't be me. You know what I mean? So, like, I took a lot from them and learned a lot. And it wasn't easy, but being in this game, you know, I love it. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, without it, you know, I'd be lost. So I've been putting work in for a minute. And I'm still putting work in, you know.
Okay. Well, not to cut you off, we have a few callers online that want to get in. Caller from 561, I'm about to open your mic.
Hello, yo, what up, Wayne? What's going on?
What's the deal, Dr. Levy?
Yo,
what's going on?
Dr.
I keep getting
Levy,
calling.
How's it going?
I'm good. I can't complain. You know what I mean? I'm blessed. I'm definitely
It's good.
How you doing?
I'm good. It's up late here in Palm Beach. Gonna give a shout out to my peeps in Palm Beach.
All right, ma'am. I'm calling.
I want to ask a question. You know, it's very cool that, you know, you've been coming up doing this for a long time. You're a vet in the industry. Again, we're not going to show your age. But I want to ask you a question. For all the people that are out there that maybe want to use your services for the future, what do you think is the hardest thing for upcoming talent that maybe the biggest challenge in negotiating those contracts? What are some of the things, the tips and tricks that they need to know and that they need to expect from you when you're trying to negotiate those contracts for them?
Well, the first thing I would say that's very important, they have to listen. You know what I mean? They have to really listen and understand, because if you don't listen, then you're not going to really grasp what's going on. So that's the first thing. Second of all, in the aspect, you have to know what you are getting into and what you're trying to deliver. You know, so a lot of people don't know how to market themselves. You know, they don't know an aspect how to come about and showcase what they have, how to put it together. It has to be a full package. You can't be walking into these distributors or these labels and you're not packaged right. And it has a lot to do on marketing, your marketing strategy, aspect of marketing, promotion, advertisement, and basically a business plan in reference to what you see yourself within 5 years and how you can make that company money. Because if they can't see that you can make them money, then an aspect is not worth them getting in. So you have to know which direction you're going in, what lane that you fit in, and what's best for you. That's the most important thing. You know, I would tell everybody, you know, and when it comes to negotiation, you definitely have to know in reference to ownership, publishing, copyright, all that plays a big part. You know what I'm saying? And if you don't know that, then you can be in a position that you don't want to be in. So the first thing, the key word of negotiating is listening and knowing what direction you want to go in and making sure that you have your package put together correctly.
It's a good point. It's a good point. I think a lot of people go in, they don't listen. I think they always think that they're the talent, but they don't realize the talent is a dime a dozen. And people walk in those doors every single day, and they got to be the whole package, the triple threat. And a lot of times they don't realize that they got to listen in order to be able to succeed, and they got to take advice from the experts like you, like me, you know, like everybody out there that's been in the world for so long in order to be able to be on the other side making the money.
That's so true.
So true. Well, thanks for having me on, Wayne.
Thank you.
Good job on the show. Thanks for having me, and you know, wish you guys luck the rest of the show tonight. And Wayne, I'll catch you tomorrow morning.
Definitely,
okay,
definitely. I'm definitely going to be hitting you up. Thank you, Dr. Levy.
All right, sounds good. All right, talk soon, guys. Peace.
We have another caller. Caller from the 919, about to open your mic. Okay. Caller from the 919.
What's good,
hey,
people?
Hey, how you doing? Is this Ken?
Yeah, this is cute.
Hey, do you have any questions?
No, I'm just listening to my man. Hey, much props, man. Keep doing what you're doing, man.
Thank you.
Well,
at least tell
you
the people where you're calling from.
Oh, I'm calling from Raleigh, North Carolina right now. You could probably hear my country voice.
Thank you, Quentin, for calling in.
Yeah, no doubt, Quentin.
Shout out, man. I really appreciate that, man. Definitely. I thank you for the support. Definitely, man.
Yeah. That's how I feel. I feel when one make it, we all make it. So.
Exactly.
Yeah, man.
That's
definitely the key.
Yeah.
You know, some people don't think like that. You know what I mean? So, but
yeah.
That's a good thought. That's a good thought pattern.
All right.
Yeah,
well, thanks
that's
for calling. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem, man.
Okay. Well, you know, I have a few questions for you.
No doubt. I'm here. Ears open. You heard?
Well, you know, with you being a vet in the game, like, what's the top three? I have a multi question. The top three do's and don'ts that you feel as though for anybody that's trying to come in the industry right now. Because, you know, with a lot of people, even with the young people, all they see is, like, the money, something quick they want to sign, you know. And just like with the movie coming out, the new edition, you seen how they did all that working on the road and they basically wasn't getting paid. To me personally, people wasn't looking out for them. And being as though you've been a vet in the game for a while, I know you done seen a lot of stuff, the good and the bad, and you're still in the game, so basically you done something right. What would be the top three do's and don'ts for you to give advice to somebody else that's out there that's young?
Well, the first thing, I would say that you don't need to be so fast to jump to any, like the first thing you see, you jump at, you know, that's not really good. You know what I mean? Because sometimes you can be getting got, you know what I mean? Fast, every time something that's fast don't mean it's good. So
true.
I always say, tell people to slow down and just take a minute and a breath. You know what I mean? Because, you know, you see something you think is good and it's not really good. So sometimes you just need to take a breather, look at everything around you and really think before you move. You know what I'm saying? That's number one. Number two is an aspect of filing yourself as being an artist, because you gotta find your niche. You can't be like nobody else. You can't be, I'm gonna be like this person. You can't copy, because nowadays everybody sound the same. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, wow, like there's nothing that's unique. What happened to the unique sound? So
great.
You gotta find your own sound. You know, don't try to go and sound like somebody else, trying to be like somebody else, trying to wear somebody else's swag and all that. Like, where's your image? Be original.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're coming in the game and you're not being original, that's number two. That's a no-no. Third of all, I would say, don't sign anything, nothing. I don't care what it is. A distributor deal, production deal, management, a 360 deal, any deal, management, all development. I can go on and on. You know, percentage deal, points, all that. Don't sign nothing, at least if you understand it 100%, or you go to a lawyer, and even with the lawyer, it got to be an entertainment lawyer. It got to be an entertainment
right.
lawyer. If it ain't an entertainment lawyer, then don't even show them. Because an aspect, you know, you might have family member like, well, I got a lawyer I can send you to, da da da, and they're not an entertainment lawyer. You know what I mean? So you got to make sure you got an entertainment lawyer. And now the only way you
yeah.
want to be an entertainment lawyer, if you actually know what you're reading and what you're getting into, because sometimes you can be getting into something you don't know and be getting robbed. So
exactly, the fractions is different in the music industry. And I've seen that a lot with a lot of people. But I also have like a question, like for somebody that's new, that's trying to get out there, how do you feel as though it's the best way for somebody to at least get a buzz for themselves, a name for themselves, to promote themselves? You know, like it's so much going on now with people having stuff going viral, YouTube and all this other stuff, Instagram, Facebook, all these platforms. How would you not direct somebody, but if you're telling somebody, how would you tell them to basically promote themselves? Because I done seen situations where you got somebody that's talented and they can really sing, but they don't have the total package like the other caller said. But you can have somebody that's a little less talented, but they got the full package. They had the stage performance. You know what I'm saying? Like, I done seen people that can sing, but they just staying there, and it's not giving you nothing. I wouldn't pay to go see that person at the show. But I would pay to see somebody that's a little less talented, but I know they're going to give me a good show. You see what I'm saying?
Right, right, right. No doubt. You know, it's like, right. It's like if you performing, and let's say you were, matter of fact, excuse me. Hold on, let me flip it back. 1, 2, 3, hold up. If you're in the studio and you're recording, and it's certain techniques in the studio that you how you record, it's not about going in the studio and record. It's the same way you record. Everything is a technique. So aspect, if you're putting something on wax, when I go to a show and see you live, whatever I hear on wax, I expect to hear live and even better. So, like, if you're trying to go out there, anything that you do, recording, photo shoot, anything dealing with your career, you want to do it to your best ability. You can't do it half. You can't do that. Like, it got to be 100% because your name is connected to that. You know what I'm saying?
So
you're trying to change your name. You can't change it.
Basically, people who's listening, we have a few callers on the line. You basically have to brand yourself. That's basically what he's saying. You have to brand yourself, right?
Right.
Am I correct? Okay,
well,
thank you.
Correct. You got to brand yourself, right.
So, how long did it take you to do this documentary? No, before I even get into the documentary, I want to say that for like a couple minutes later. Like,
right,
let
right,
these
no
people
doubt,
out
no
here
doubt.
Know stuff you
ball,
done.
Baby, 26.
Like, you done work with some people. I done seen your Facebook. I done seen the pics with Ice-T, Yandy. I done seen the pics with Allure and them. So I know you know people in the industry.
Right.
But what made you stay
right.
in the industry? Because the industry ain't easy.
Nah. It's sometimes energy can be cold, you know what I mean? But, you know, if you got the love for it and the heart for it and the soul for it, that's what you're going to do. That's what it is. But I was blessed, you know, to meet some people, you know, and, you know, meet them and basically been able to, you know, work around certain things and do things in the industry that I've been blessed to do with an aspect of meeting them, working with them, and meeting through other people, you know what I mean? Because one thing, I'm very humble and very grounded. So
okay.
Usually what I do is if I meet somebody and especially, you know, people that's, you know, in there and been doing it for a minute, I become a student. And I've been this for a minute, and I'm still a student, but I just pay homage to whoever I'm meeting. Like when I met Yandy at 4040, you know, Jay-Z, you know, shout out to Jay-Z, you know what I mean? I definitely was like, you know, it was an honor meeting her because in aspect, she took a minute out, not just to take the picture, but to even talk business with me. You know what I mean? That was a blessing. She had to do that. You know what I mean? Mona Sky, you know, big up, gave her a chance. So she just giving it back to these young chicks, these young cats out here. You know what I mean? And she's one person that I definitely highly respect.
Right.
You know what I mean? Ice-T, you know, I met him through Ralph McDaniels. You know what I mean? I met him. I met his wife, Coco. You know what I'm saying? Congratulations to the new baby. You know what I mean? Beautiful family. I even met his dogs. You know what I mean? Big up to Ralph McDaniels. Video music box. You know what I mean? So that was, you know, big up to Ralph McDaniels. You know what I mean? That was a love, man. You know what I mean? Uncle Ralph definitely made that happen. So, you know, love to him.
Okay. Well, you know, I have some more questions for you because I'm just nosy.
Right. Okay.
So, what's up with you for your business? I see you have a few musicians and stuff that you got coming out. I've seen a couple of females. You know, I haven't checked out any of the video. But hold up. Speaking on the video, I did get a little glimpse of your documentary. thing on YouTube, and I'm like, hold on. Is that Method Man talking, doing the narrating? Was
no,
that Method
that
Man
was,
talking
no, that,
on your documentary?
Nah, that was shout
I'm
out
sorry,
to Method Man, but no, that was Busta
Hold
Rhymes.
Hold on, not Method Man, it was Busta Rhymes. You're right. I'm sorry, but I know it was one of them.
No doubt.
So how did that come about?
Yeah, in the aspect, man, like, you know, I can't reveal the deal between that, you know what I'm saying, because that's on the private part of that in the aspect,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying, but in the aspect, man, it was a blessing, because matter of fact, when I started shooting the documentary, it took me, you know, some months to shoot it, an aspect of it, and matter of fact, Mr. Solomon Oaks from Brooklyn, he's the one that shot it. You know, I filmed it. He shot it and filmed it. I produced it. I wrote it. You know what I mean? And the aspect on top of it, you know, a shout out to Pritz from Cake Squad.
Okay.
You know what I mean? She's on that joint. You know what I mean? Shout out to my aunt Jackie Poindexter, you know what I'm saying? The famous writer of Thin Line Between Love and Hate.
Right. Okay. I know who that is.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, she's on there, you know what I mean? So you're going to see that being dropped tomorrow, man. But, you know, I was like, wow, like, putting that together and everybody that was involved with it, you know, that was just amazing to me, you know what I mean? I got part two coming out soon by the summertime. Part one is dropping tomorrow. Part two going to be dropping this by the spring, no later than the summertime. You know, shout out to my homegirl Spice, Cajun. You know what I'm saying? She definitely gonna be in the building. She give me an interview on the second one. You know what I mean? So definitely, definitely love right there. You know what I mean?
Right. So, is it No, I know you got some stuff in the works coming out. You know, you
always doing some.
I can honestly say, like, me doing this interview with him right now, people, I done known him for years. When I say years, it's been a few years, and I always known him to be grinding, always doing something, whether it's something dealing with music, something directing, some type of film. So I'm like, damn, he always doing something. Like, when do he find the time? But I guess it's in you. You're not.
Yeah.
You know, because you know how some people get their feet wet a little bit, get a taste of something good, and then they just fall off and they don't know. But you, I can honestly say, you're constantly doing something. Your hand is in this, is in that. But
overall, it makes you
a well-grounded person. That shows that you're not just one-dimensional. So that's a plus.
Right, right.
You know, and that's what I'm saying, like, you're still in the game.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, it's like me being an NBA. If I lead the game, is the people still gonna love me? Are they still gonna root for me, shout for me? So like,
right.
I can't leave the game. I'm married to the game. You know what I mean? And that's the entertainment game. That's real like that. Like you know what I mean? You know, that's how I look at it. You know, young ladies that I'm working with, man, you saw the joint that I did do something together with Sinead Johnson, you know what I mean? She got another joint coming out. That joint was hot, you know what I mean? We did the song in New York City and we filmed it in New York City, you know what I mean? And you know, it's out now, I've been out for a good minute. But she really did her thing on that. She got a new joint coming out called Walk On. That's going to be a joint. That's going to be dropping this summer. You know what I mean? Look for the video. You know, Shanae Johnson, man. Like, I mean, she's a threat, man. She's serious. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And
talented.
You know, I got some things
that's
in the way. Yeah. No doubt. You know, I got another artist that's, you know, matter of fact, she's on the new show series that I'm producing and writing that I got coming out this summer too. Her name is Shantae, you know what I mean? She's on the show. Plus she has a song on the sound on the sound on the soundtrack and on the show. You know what I mean? So that's gonna be crazy. You're gonna see her in the show. Now her name is Shantae Joseph. So be on the lookout for her, you know what I mean? So I got some things in the works. You know, I've been quiet.
Yeah, you sound like you're
things,
keeping
but...
it busy.
right, no doubt.
So
you
we
know,
count
trying,
down.
Trying,
we
trying,
got a
man.
Few minutes left.
No doubt.
I want you to sum up the documentary, like where did you basically shoot it at? Kind of get the idea because we got a couple minutes left, and then after that you
right,
can like
yeah.
give people your info to hit you up if they want to get in contact, you know, throw a shout out to a couple of your little ventures you're doing, you know, the airway
yeah,
yours
right,
babe
right. No doubt, I got you, you heard? But yeah, now you know, like I said, you know, it's dropping them all, you know what I'm saying, you know, it's dropping them all Undocumentary, and then, you know, I want to give a shout-out to Mr. Solomon Oaks, the one that shot it. You know, another shout-out
mm-hmm.
to Tamara Sampson. You know what I mean? Tamara Sampson is the one that edited it. You know what I mean? She edited for HBO.
Okay.
VH1, like, she, you know what I'm saying? She's definitely a hard
okay.
hitter. Yeah. So all the edited joint, you're going to see in it. That's all her work. You know what I mean? You're basically going to see me talking about, you know, the movie I was in with, you know, with Richard Pryor, Gene Wilder, See No Evil, Hear No Evil. You're going to see me in a movie with Wesley Snipes, Sanaa Lathan, different pair of acts. That's going to be in the documentary. You know, you see me talking about the legendary Hype Williams, Bimmy Boom, you know what I'm saying, Lionel Martin, you know what I mean? So you see me talking about some people that, you know, that I really, you know what I'm saying, got a lot of respect to, man, and that I take my hat off, you know what I mean? So it was a movement and a force for me. So in the documentary, it's basically going to show you everything that's going down on that. You know what I mean?
Right.
With the show series, professional and film director, Mr. Oaks, he's going to be, matter of fact, he filmed the show series. So, you know, that's going to be a hard hitter this summer. You know, I'm going to be pushing it to HBO, VH1, see what they're going to say, you know what I mean? And if not, I'm just going to do it independent. So nowadays, you know how it is, sometimes you just got to roll the sleeves up and just do your thing with that.
Right. Well, let the people
you know, I mean?
Know how to get in contact with you because I'm like, that's about a minute left, you know, counting
down. Oh, yeah, no doubt. Just hit me, man. Twitter, man, Unreal Music, the music MUZIK, or you hit me on my Facebook, facebook.com. You know what I'm saying? Music in US, F-O-R-L-I-F. And just hit me on IG, Unreal Music again. You know what I mean? Hit me up. Holler at me. You know, I'm definitely going to holler back. Drop me a note. New York City. You heard? I'm in the building.
I know. That's right. Thank you, Ann, for coming in. This is your hostess with the mostess, Miss Tiffany. You can reach me on Facebook, TiffinyGlauden. And if you want to come to Blog Talk Radio, the email is disbeme97@yahoo.com. It's $25 to get on the show, but we promote everything. So thanks, peace, and blessings for everyone that called in and everyone that was online tonight. This was an excellent show. Thank you. Good night.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Definitely. Tell me love. I definitely got to come back. You know what I mean? Thank you. I appreciate it.
Peace.
Peace. New York City. Holla.